Chapter 2. Extra 1. After it all came out and they were done with the trial and everything, Lan Zichun pulled Nie Huaisang aside and asked him, as a favor between friends, how long he'd known about Baxia. Not her existence, of course, but the details of her unusually close relationship with Nie Mingjue. That's how people in the know, not many, luckily, just a handful, had started referring to it, following Wei Wuxian's example by dwelling on a careless word Nie Huaisang had tossed out without thinking. Nie Huaisang thought it was pretty funny, actually. Lan Xichun's question was less funny, but only because he didn't know how to answer. How long had he known about Baxia? Impossible to say. A better question would be, when had he not known about Baxia? He'd been an infant the first time Nie Mingjue picked her up, and she'd scarcely been out of his hand since that day. He doesn't have many memories of Nie Mingjue without Baxia at his side. If anything, it was usually the other way around, since Nie Mingjue often left Baxia alone in the room with him when he was a toddler. Probably helping keep an eye on him, now that Nie Huaisang thought about it. Obviously, he didn't remember it, but according to their family retainers, he'd been enough trouble to fill 3 toddlers, always crawling into places he shouldn't and gnawing on anything he could stuff in his mouth. As for when they became close, Nie Huaisang really couldn't say. He felt like he should be able to tell, to pinpoint some moment when his brother went from purely human to human and a little more. But he legitimately had no idea. His brother had always been his brother, with steel in his eyes that no enemy could break, commanding and powerful, and with a sense of humor so understated, most people didn't think it existed. Just like Baxia had always been Baxia. Nie Huaisang remembered riding on her as a child, long before he'd formed a golden core enough to actually fly on a saber on his own. She used to take him around the family floor of the Unclean Realm as many times as he liked, while Nie Mingjue was stuck in boring sect leader meetings. He used to direct her by patting her with his hands, and she always indulged him. And she always indulged him. The way she always indulged him. Sure, sometimes she'd swat him in the ass when he was being a brat, but he usually deserved it. In the end, it was all very simple. If Nie Huaisang was in trouble, he could rely on his brother. And if his brother was busy, he could ask his brother's saber. That had always been the way things worked, as long as he could remember. Baxia even helped him get mastery over Aichuan, mostly by bullying Nie Huaisang's saber as thoroughly as she did Nie Huaisang. After a while, they just ended up bonding over each other's misery. Lan Zichun asked him, too, when he'd realized that Baxia was Baxia, not merely a saber. Nie Huaisang couldn't answer that, either. It had always been obvious that she was herself, a separate and distinct entity from Nie Mingjue, so boring and mundane a fact that it had barely been worth thinking about. The two of them were always thinking things at each other, a secret back-and-forth communication that Nie Huaisang had always envied. He knew his brother's expressions well enough to see the fondness and exasperation that only came to his face when he was arguing with family. And knew he was talking with her. And sometimes, rarely at first, but a little more often as time went on, sometimes Nie Huaisang would go to find his brother and find him utterly without expression at all, face absolutely flat and lifeless, even as his body moved with increasing fluidity, face fixed in a mask of rage, but without the earnestness and heart of Nie Mingjue behind it. And at those times, Nie Huaisang would know that it wasn't his brother in there. He didn't know how he knew. No one had ever told him. But it was obvious, wasn't it? They didn't feel the same way at all. Nie Mingjue loved him, worried about him, wanted what was best for him. Baxia, with her saber mentality, was more inclined to accept him as he was, no matter whether it was good or bad for him. He thought that once he'd overheard Nie Mingjue saying that she thought humans were forged like her and therefore didn't give any thought to raising people. Possibly that was the time that she let him figure out the reason why you don't carelessly pick up the saber the wrong way around the hard way. He still had scars. At any rate, Nie Huaisong had long been a clever child, and he knew that if his brother's eyes went utterly flat, that it was time to pull out the boxes with lids and folding paper that fascinated Baxia. As something that was quite literally hammered into a straight line, she was irresistibly attracted to all things that could bend and fold, and extremely fond of the concept of thumbs, even as she repeatedly dislocated Nie Mingtui's by not holding her fist the right way when she hit people. And during those times, well, his brother actually made for a wonderful saber. He was warm in Nie Huaisong's hand, supportive, protective. He moved as if he could anticipate Nie Huaisong's movements and even help think of the best ones. Nie Huaisong felt powerful when he held him in his hands, strong and capable in a way he knew he wasn't, and even sometimes suffered the bizarre inclination to go play around with the feeling by chopping things into pieces or practicing training movements that were beautiful and fluent when he was wielding his brother to do them. It seems strange to think of it that way, odd when he said it out loud, that he was literally wielding his brother. But Nie Huaisong had been a pawn in political games since the moment he was born. The idea of one person wielding another didn't come as any surprise at all, and it didn't bother him. It was just the way things were, the way things had always been. Lan Xichen asked, eyes slightly averted, if Nie Huaisong had ever, with his saber. That made Nie Huaisong laugh. Nie Huaisong had often wished he and Ai Chuan had a similar relationship to his brothers with Baxia, but Ai Chuan was as lazy as he was, whining about having to move through the air more than necessary. Baxia often gave the impression, when glaring at him, that she thought he was a lump of useless iron, literally hating him for not being proper steel. But there was nothing for it. Ai Chuan willingly moved only for revenge, usually petty, and sometimes to help Nie Huaisong hang up clothing. He could barely be described as a saber spirit at all, if not for the way that he reviled and hated evil as much as the next saber. Nie Huaisong hadn't picked him up much when Jing Guangyao had been around. Perhaps if he had, he would have noticed the way Ai Chuan shivered with the desire to gut him, or, at minimum, to see him gutted, ideally by someone else. Perhaps if he had, his brother wouldn't have had to suffer what he did, agonizing chi deviation consuming him as each of his veins split before Baxia willingly stepped in to take his place. He wondered, sometimes, if Ai Chuan would do the same for him when the time came. His cultivation was poor, yes, but it wasn't so bad that he couldn't form a golden core. And in the end, no one had ever quite settled whether their family's chi deviations were their cultivation method or some flaw in their blood. In the end, he'd probably go the same horrible, painful way. Sometimes he got the feeling from Ai Chuan that the answer was yes, but there was no point in exerting all the effort it would take to actually do it until the time came, so why worry about it now? Really, Nie Huaisong had no one to blame here but his own laziness. He told Lan Xichen what he could, omitted what he couldn't, and ended up mostly shrugging, helpless to answer. His brother was different now, after the experience. Even more different than he'd been before. More saber and less human. Baxia was, reluctantly, a little more human. But in the end, Nie Mingtui was still his brother. Baxia was still Baxia. And Nie Huaisong? Nie Huaisong was happy with them both.